We're in Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Back at the beginning of the Masechta, in the second Mishnah, we learned that Nechasim She'ein Bahen Me'ila, that the only types of Nechasim, the only types of property that would be subject to the laws of Hezek is Nechasim that don't have Me'ila, meaning to say that they're not Hekdesh. So we're excluding Hekdesh from that. Nechasim Shel B'nei Bris, and it has to belong to Jews. And now we're going to get into the details of those halachas. Our Mishnah reads, Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel Hekdesh. If you have a shor belonging to a Jew that gores a shor that belongs to Hekdesh, or vishel Hekdesh shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael, the opposite, a shor that belongs to Hekdesh and it gores a shor belonging to a Jew, pater, it's pater shenamar, as the pasuk says, shor re'eyu, that the halachas of Nizakin are of Nizkei Mammon are referring to shor re'eyu, it has to be the shor of your friend, and the low shor shel Hekdesh, that does not apply, your Hekdesh is not your friend. The Mishnah continues, shor shel Yisrael shenagach l'shor shel Nachri, if the shor of a Jew gores the shor of a Nachri, he's putter, he is not liable for Hezek. And the Rambam gives the reason for this. He says, because the laws of non-Jews, they do not obligate somebody based on the damage done by their shor. And we judge them based on their dinim, on their halachos. Therefore, the Rambam says, since they do not obligate people on the actions of their shor, we're not going to obligate a Jew to pay them for the actions of their shor. However, it's interesting that the Mefarshim all jump on the Rambam because the Gemara gives a very explicit reason. Again, because the same reason it said by Shor Shel Hekdesh, and that is Re'ehu. Re'ehu means your friend, your neighbor, your fellow Jew. A non-Jew is not included in this parsha. That's really the reason. The Mishnah's final halacha is V'shel Nachri Shenagach L'Shor Shel Yisrael. If a non-Jew's shor were to gore that of a Jew, Bein Tam Bein Muad, whether the shor is a Tam or whether it's a Muad, Mishalem Nezek Shalim. There's no exception for a Muad of a non-Jew, a Tam of a non-Jew, to only pay Chatzi Nezek. Rather, he has to pay Nezek Shalim in both cases. The Gemara actually discusses that if a Jew does not have to pay a non-Jew for the goring of the non-Jew's ox is because it's not in Re'ehu, it's not in the whole Parsha, so then why does the non-Jew need to pay the Jew? And the Gemara actually concludes it's actually a kenas, it's actually a penalty that the Torah applied to the Nachrim for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach.